But I don't, you know, again, this is not the kind of issue that's going to propel you.
You think this is like such an uncomfortable and controversial issue that people just don't commit to it?
Because nobody wants to touch transportation issues with a 10-foot pole if they're running for election, you know. No, nobody wants to touch anything like that. You know, the way Gavin Newsom got his constituency was through parks issues. And he did a lot for parks all over the city.
And the homeless.
Everybody loves parks. And, you know, Leland did the same thing. He was constantly going on issues to, you know, try to drum up support. Getting back to Leland, though, I mean, what he wanted to do, he was teaming up with Rose and Julie because he wanted to be mayor, and he wanted to be the head. He would have been a very powerful person if he had been.
Isn't he in the state government now?
Yeah, he's yeah, and he represents the
San Francisco State and that area
that
out
area.
There. Yeah,
yeah.
19th Avenue.
And so Leland was, you know, that's why he was in it. He was, and after he lost on the second year, I think the third year, I really got the feeling he was reluctant to do anything. The second year, he went out and spoke everywhere.
About rebuilding the road.
Yeah. And the way he's very clever. The way he spoke, he would do a whole string of actual just lies, you know, misinformation. And so that there's no way that the person speaking after them can refute it all. And they shouldn't try to, because that's his technique, you see. You can never... You can never refute all those things. So that was his. So if you ever want to, if you're ever in a political campaign, that's the best technique.
Just make stuff up.
Well, he made stuff up. And it was all,
just inaccuracies.
Intentional inaccuracies. But because he was a member of the Board of Supervisors, people really believed everything he said. And the way he set it up, then if you come after him, there's no way you can refute all these things. There's too much. You know, you can't get through it all. But so if you ever run for office, this is a real great technique. I suggest telling the truth, but stringing together so many things that your opponent is completely unable to refute everything. And if they do, they just sound weak and whatever.
Defensive.
Defensive. That's what he does. He puts you on the defensive. So that's a real good thing. So if anybody ever does it to you, don't come back with a defensive argument. Go on the offense. That's much more effective.